A new power takes possession. When the soul surrenders to Christ, a new power takes possession of the heart. A change is wrought which man can never accomplish for himself. The soul that is yielded to Christ becomes his own fortress, which he holds in a revolted world, and he intends that no authority shall be known in it but his own. A soul thus kept by heavenly agencies is impregnable to the assaults of Satan. But unless we yield ourselves to the control of Christ, we shall be dominated by the wicked one. It is not necessary deliberately to choose the kingdom of darkness in order to come under its dominion. We have only to neglect to ally ourselves with the kingdom of light. If we do not cooperate with heavenly agencies, Satan will make the heart his abiding place. The only defense against evil is the indwelling of Christ in the heart through faith in his righteousness. Unless vitally connected with God, we can never resist self-love and temptation to sin. We may for a time leave off bad habits, but without moment-by-moment surrender to Christ and a continual communion, we are at the mercy of the enemy, and shall do his bidding in the end. The last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. There are none so hardened as those who have slighted the invitations of mercy. The most common manifestation of the sin against the Holy Spirit is in persistently slighting heaven's invitation to repent. In rejecting Christ, the Jewish people committed the unpardonable sin, and by refusing the invitation of mercy, we may commit the same error. We put the Prince of Life to shame before Satan and before the heavenly universe when we refuse to listen to his delegated messengers, and instead listen to agents who would draw the soul away from Christ. So long as one does this, he can find no pardon, and will finally lose all desire to be reconciled to God.